Gaza on behalf of the organisation European Jews for a Just Peace later this summer. He joins us now in the studio. Glyn Secker, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Your reaction to the events of today?
We utterly condemn this heinous attack.
Do you have any details yourself of what's been happening, given that you're engaged and involved in wanting to take a boat across? Do you have any more details than what we've been reporting today?
No, we haven't any more details. And one of the reasons for that is that the people on the Marmara have not been able to put their case, have not been able to put their point of view, explain what happened to them. The whole operation is controlled by the Israelis at the moment.
So when you say you condemn it, are you clear in your mind what it is that you're condemning? The people who've lost their lives, clearly, but also do you have any idea of who was to blame, who started it?
We know very clearly that this was a boat of civilians, it was unarmed, that it was rigorously checked before it left the last port, that it contained no weapons, and it's...
How do you know that?
The port that it last left, the inventory was checked officially by the port officials where it left, and
the Israelis argue that they have the right to check again, which is what they say they were doing.
The Israelis have actually prevented all supplies, except very minimal supplies, getting into Gaza. And their offer to deliver those supplies to Ashdod and then to distribute them is rather amusing, if it wasn't so serious, because if they're prepared to let the supplies through, why would they operate the blockade in the first place?
Well, they argue that they want to check that there aren't any materials such as concrete, steel, all those things that they suggest would help Hamas in action against them.
Yes, I'm not a spokesperson for the Gaza flotilla, but it's very clear that the flotilla brought in intentionally building materials to help the Palestinians rebuild their homes, which were destroyed by the invasion of Gaza 18 months ago by the Israelis, and the Israelis have not let any materials in to allow them to rebuild. So people are living in ruins.
So tell me what future then for your plans to aid to captain a boat in very similar circumstances, presumably, to take a flotilla or a boat full of humanitarian aid? What's the future for that now?
The point for us is that we're the biggest organisation of Jews with a different voice in Europe, and we're saying that what Israel is doing is not in our name. We are horrified at the treatment of the Palestinians. We have a proud tradition of in Jewish history of standing up for humanitarian rights. It was a Jew who put the document together which formed the basis for the Charter of Human Rights of the United Nations after the war, Reni Kasim. We stand in that tradition, and we feel that the what has been reiterated today on the news about the need for Israel to abide by international law and the law of the sea needs to be upheld. This flotilla today was not going into Israeli waters, it was going into Gaza, into Gazan waters, and we as Jews want to do the same. We want to go there and to say we're delivering medical aid, we're delivering books and art materials for children, and we want to challenge the blockade because we say it is morally wrong, indefensible.
Glyn Secker, thank you very much indeed for coming.